There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. I hope that you have a great time. It's a great game. The commercials are almost as good as the game at times, sometimes better. And it should be a great family event. So just prepare for it. Get the food ready. Sit back and enjoy the festivities of the biggest sports game in the world, even bigger than soccer. That's how many people are watching it. Just incredible. But if we can help you with your gardening questions, you give us a call. It's early. It's quiet. We have some open lines. The number is 855-660-4261. So if you had a problem last year, call us, and we'll try and guide you in a direction to avoid it. If you want to plant something new, then I can help you on selecting a good plant for that particular area and how to take care of it. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carrie from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about orchids.
Carrie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I love your program.
Thank you.
I wanted to call about my orchid plant. It stopped blooming, and I have these two long dried stems now with no flowers on it.
Okay.
What should I do, cut those stems off?
Yeah. What you want to do is to cut off as close to the foliage as possible without hurting the foliage. Cut them all off.
Yep.
And now, is this a new plant or a plant you've had for a while?
I was given that plant for Halloween in October.
Okay.
It was in full bloom when they gave it to me.
So, and it just finished blooming.
Yes, it did.
I mean, how can you beat that? You're getting 3 months or more of bloom.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
And they were beautiful. I had about 30 flowers on the plant.
Wow.
Oh, I had a lot of flowers. They were beautiful.
Now, what I would do is remove all of the flowering stems, and is the soil that it's growing in, is it just bark, or is it a combination?
It's a combination of bark and soil.
Perfect. Perfect. Because, see, if people try and grow an orchid in the house, and it's just like bark chips, it tends to dry out quicker, especially during the winter when you've got the heat on. But being that it's soil and bark, it allows the plant to stay moist, and it will do great. So cut off the old flowers, and then I would feed it. And I would feed it every 2 to 3 weeks with a liquid food.
I've been feeding it fish fertilizer.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Put that fish fertilizer on every 2 to 3 weeks.
It's only 5-1-1, though, I notice on the fish fertilizer.
Yeah, that's okay.
It is
organic. It's a slow release. And that's what orchids like, is
2 weeks.
They like a slow, continuous feeding rather than a push and then there's nothing there. Like anything that's, you know, any of these blue fertilizers, like Miracle-Gro and things like that, they're a great fertilizer. But within 2 weeks, when you have a lot of drainage like you do with the bark in the orchids, every time you water, it flushes the food out of there because it's water soluble. But fish fertilizer is organic.
What a smell, though.
Well, try the Neptune's Harvest.
Oh, yeah?
The Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, a fish fertilizer, is different. And I'll tell you why.
The liquid, the one that I have.
Yeah, yeah. This is the liquid. Most of your fish fertilizer, it will say fish emulsion. And basically what that is it's processed by cooking it. So it's a hot process. And the Neptune's Harvest out of Gloucester, Massachusetts, is processed on the cold process, where it's allowed to ferment, and you don't, and then they also add mint to it, and you don't get that fishy smell. And I know exactly what you mean. One year when we had our nursery, we had gone down to Florida during late June. We bought beautiful 6-inch Boston ferns, brought them back to Maine. We transplanted them into 10-inch hanging baskets, and we put some dynamite, and we would hit them sporadically with the fish emulsion so that they would be ready for the late summer, early fall. And those plants doubled and tripled in size, and we would bring them out. People saw them, they loved them, they'd buy them. And a week later, they'd come back and they'd say, I can't keep this plant. My house smells like fish.
Oh,
or I've got a cat. And the cat keeps jumping up in the air at the plant because he can smell a fish. So I learned my lesson. We cleaned them all out. We got rid of that fishy smell. And put them back out, and then we stole them all, and we didn't have any complaints. But the Neptune's Harvest has a mint that they add to it, and it camouflages that fishy smell that you would normally get, and it's a good quality product.
Is it good for African violets, too?
It sure is.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, did you read the article that I wrote about African violets in my newsletter?
I don't get the email. I don't have a computer.
You don't?
No.
Ask one of your neighbors or friends if they do. Okay? And
yeah.
if you have a friend or a neighbor, have them go to paulparent.com. And I don't know if my wife had a chance to put it on the internet, but she will today. And when you go to paulparent.com, you're going to click on archive. And it's going to be in this past week's newsletter. And it tells you the whole story about African violets, what they need for moisture, for fertilizer, for light, for watering. And it's a very, very easy plant to grow. It's easy to take cuttings on and start new plants.
Basically, a leaf.
Yeah, you just cut off a leaf. You can.
I make all kinds of plants from just a leaf.
I know. Isn't it neat to have a plant that you can do that with? I love it. I love it.
The thing I find it hard to get a flower from it again.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that you have to say to yourself, African violets cannot dry out. If
no.
they dry out, then the leaf and the stem gets hard and it gets stiff. And then it has problems flowering.
I water my autumn.
Okay, but make sure that it absorbs it all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then feed them every 2 weeks. And this time of the year, I would say September, October, November, December, January, February, and March, African violets can go in a full sun window. Then April until September, you want to get morning sun or late in the day sun. So an east window or a west window, and they'll do fine.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling. And we love that cheerful voice here. You make me feel good this morning.
I look forward to you every Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. You've made my day. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. There's a storm coming, so prepare for it. This one's going to have some moisture to it. And if you have a shovel and the snow sticks to the shovel, before you go out, spray your shovel with some Pam. That's right, Pam. And that will make the snow slide right off the shovel. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largae Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is the Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and that way we can help you to prepare for spring. And yes, spring is 48 days away. Looking out the window from my house in Maine, we already have 31 inches of snow on the ground. And another 6 to 10 inches coming tomorrow. I don't know where we're going to put it, but we'll find a place for it. Poor man's fertilizer, they say. So my lawn should be incredible. If we get another foot, that means 4 feet of snow. Imagine all the fertilizer value that's going to have. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gary from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about peace lilies.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. Patriots by 14.
Oh, yes, at least. Tastes like chicken.
Got a question on peace lilies, but I do have to comment. I saw you at one of the nurseries here in Manchester a few years back, and you were doing the radio show. And you were incredible. You had nothing in front of you, and you were on the air, and you were rattling off all the different types of plants and problems and all these different issues, and it was all from your experience. It's incredible.
Thank you.
My question on peace lilies, I knew NASA had a certain amount of plants that were very healthy for your indoor living, things like that, and I have a lot of peace lilies, and I want to know what kind of fertilizer I should use and soil so I can transplant a few of them.
Okay.
And the other part of that is some of the tips are drying out, and I do test the soil for moisture, so there's plenty, you know, and there is moisture,
mm-hmm.
But they just kind of dry out. Now, is that because of the, you know, winter time, you know, the dry air in it? Should I moisturize it, spray it, or whatever it is?
Okay. And, are you on town water, or do you have a well?
I have city water, but I do filter the water. So I take out all the chlorine, the chemicals, and there are minerals in my water system, the special system that I have.
Okay. And how often are you watering them?
Well, I test it. So, you know, putting my finger in there and making sure that it is damp. So it's like maybe every other day, 2 days.
Okay.
You know, and again, depending on, I do have a humidifier, so my moisture in the house, you know, is up. It's not dry. So.
Okay. And when you water it, do you give it a drink with enough water so that moisture comes out of the drainage holes in the bottom of your pot?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because a lot of the artificial soils, what happens is when they get dry, the soil will actually shrink and pull away from the sides of your container. And then when you water, the water seems to go right through because of that gap all the way around the edges. But if they're in a pot that's, let's say, 6 to 10 inches, I would cut them back. I would water it probably like once a week. I don't think I would do it every 2 or 3 days unless the soil really dries out quickly. Now, one thing that I found out, I was in Florida visiting tropical plant growers, and I went to one I think it was around West Palm area. And he grew over 20 varieties of peace lilies. And I said to him, you know, people will buy them when they're in bud and bloom, and they're having a difficult time to get them to flower again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's the secret? And he said, everybody that buys a peace lily has been told that it's a plant that will tolerate lower amounts of light, and it will still grow, and you'll have great colored foliage. But if you want flowers, you need to give it some sun. And especially during from fall until spring, and then bring it outside for the summer, put it in the shade, feed it with a high phosphorus fertilizer, and they will bloom for you. And it could be too much watering is giving you that browning on the edge.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-281-8582. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-281-8582. That's 1-800-281-8582. Call 1-800-281-8582.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and it's Super Bowl Sunday. So if we can help you, the number to call here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Massachusetts. I believe he has a question about pots.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Welcome, Paul. We love your show. This is the first time we've called. We were just given an orchid. It's a plant that is, the main stem goes up and then goes down. It's about 2 feet tall with about 12 inches hanging down. There's a single large bloom on it. The leaves at the base are about 6 inches long by about 2 inches wide. And it's in what looks like a brown and green mossy mix. I don't see any bark or anything. Your first caller is what prompted our call.
Right.
And the question is that this cube that it's in is only 5 inches square. And you look at it with that tallest stem, and intuitively you'd think, oh, that needs to be in a bigger pot. Would like your advice, and also if it should be transplanted, what kind of a medium it should be put in.
Okay. What I like to do, I have a sister who lives in West Palm, Florida, and she puts her orchids in, it's like a wooden slat box with like a metal hanger, and she hangs them from the branches in the trees in her yard, and she just adds bark to give that wooden box some weight so that on a windy day it doesn't blow as much. But when you're growing them in the home, especially during the winter time when you've got the heat on, what I do, and I've got several orchids, is when they get done blooming, I will repot them every other year. And I go 2 inches larger, and I do 50% orchid bark. But if you've got like nuggets for that you put around your house, so instead of putting pine bark mulch, you're using bark nuggets, then you can use those also. Or your garden center will sell like a 1 cubic foot bag of orchid bark, which is the same thing. And I do about a third to half of the bark chips, and then I'll use the moss that's available. And if there's no moss in the pot, I buy long fiber sphagnum. And again, the garden center will sell that. And then a third artificial soil like the black gold. And I mix them all up. I repot it in that. And they do wonderful. They love it. It's got good drainage with the chips. It's got the sphagnum moss that will help to retain the moisture and soil that gives it a little bit of weight and also retains moisture. And then last time I came to Florida, I went to a big greenhouse range. It's like I just can't get away when I see things like this. It drives my wife crazy. And I went in there and I talked with the woman that was working. And I said, what do you feed him with? And she said she uses something called NutriCoat, which is dynamite. And she said, that way, every time we water, the orchids get fed. They get a steady feed, and we found that they do a lot better. We don't have the time to mix fertilizer and reapply it every 2 weeks. And that dynamite will last a 6-month period. And you just sprinkle like a teaspoon to a tablespoon, depending on the size of your pot. And that's all you do for the year. And then with mine, I bring them out in May when I get ready to plant my garden for tomatoes and peppers. And I put them in the shade on my back deck. They stay there till the kids get ready to go to school in September. I bring them in. I put them in a full sun window from September until April. And then they go into a shaded area, and they bloom every single year.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a great day. And cheer on your team. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next? We have open lines, so if you have a question, call right now. We'll put you right through and we'll help you out. Now, I know a lot of you like to grow fruit, like raspberries, blueberries, strawberries. Maybe you'd like to grow things like currants, gooseberries, and then fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, even some of the nuts that are out there. walnuts and pecans and chestnuts and things like that. Bought a new book this week. It's called Fruit Gardener's Bible. And it's Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Hill, and Leonard Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. And wow, what a lot of great information. Also talks about loganberries, blackberries, currants, plums. I mean, every single fruit that you can think of. And even if you want to grow crab apples to make jams and jellies, tells you how to prune them, how to feed them, how to take care of them, the insect possibility, the disease possibilities, and how to treat it and avoid some of the problems, and some of the animals that may come into your yard looking for a free lunch. So if you're at a bookstore, you're looking for something that is really got a lot of great information. It sells for $24.95 and well worth the investment. A lot of pictures, a lot of great information, a little over 300 pages. But if you want to grow fruits and berries, this is a good book for you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, do we have a caller?
We do. We've got Lori from Massachusetts. She has a question about succulents.
Lori, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Good. This is the first time call, and I love, love, love your show.
Thank you.
I received a dish garden over the holidays of succulents, and I'm not sure of the variety of them, but there is four different succulents. And one of them is a hanging.
Okay.
And I don't know how to take care of them. And I don't want, they're beautiful, and I don't want to ruin them.
Right. Okay. Now, the first thing that you have to say to yourself is any plant that has a thick leaf, like all of your succulents, require less watering than all of your other house plants in your home. So they're not a cactus, but they're almost a cactus because that thick leaf has the ability to retain moisture in the plant for long periods of time. So you want to water it, but you don't want to keep it wet. If you overwater, you're going to start to see yellowing. You're going to start to see the individual leaves on your plant fall when you just touch them, or they'll just fall. So keep them moist, but on the dry side.
Okay.
Now,
that's
from...
now is that they're starting to drop.
Yeah, so that you are keeping it too wet if you just touch it and they fall.
Okay.
So it wants full sun right now, because your days are short, the intensity of the sun is not as bright. Now, if you think back to November, December, it was like a 50-watt light bulb. Now that we're at the end of January, the sun is getting stronger, and it's like a 60-watt light bulb. And the sun is going higher in the sky, so it warms up things and gives you more light. So you want to give that succulent dish garden a bright, sunny window from now until April. And then in April, you can put it in a different window. Or I take all of my houseplants outside. It's
okay.
Summertime, they go on my back deck, and anything that's a foliage-type plant, I will put in morning sun or late in the day sun, but shade the rest of the time. Your succulents can take full sun, but what you got to do is you've got to introduce it to full sun gradually. So you take it out of the house, you put it on your deck or your porch where it's going to get morning sun only. And okay. Then for about 2 weeks. And then you can move it to a place where it's going to get more sun. And then that way, by the time you get to the end of June, that plant can tolerate sun all day long. But you can't go from a window that doesn't get a lot of direct hot light to directly outside where it gets full sun all day long. Otherwise, you'll burn the foliage. But the number one thing is keep saying to yourself, it's almost like a cactus. It has the ability to store water. Keep it moist. Let it dry out a little bit between waterings. And never, ever keep it wet. And you'll do just fine.
Can I plant it into the ground?
No.
And then, no, okay.
No, those plants that you got in as a dish garden are tropical in nature. If you lived in Florida or Texas, Mississippi, where they have a lot of heat during the winter, wouldn't be a problem. What you can do, though, in the spring, if you see that they're getting big and they're starting to compete for the pot, you could knock the plants out of a pot and put them in individual pots. And then they'll even grow larger. And now you'll have three or four pots with sedum, hens and chicken type foliage that will be very, very enjoyable and unusual, and it will give your deck a tropical or a cactus-y type look. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about your ice melts.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning. I want to know if you have a number for the ice melt, the natural ice melt, so I can call about it.
Yep. The phone number is 888-546-5941.
Okay.
And when you call them, tell them you heard about it on the radio.
Yes.
And they will ship it to you at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell them you heard it on the radio, they'll give you a 10% discount.
Right.
On the cost of the product. And
yes,
what I like about it is they've got a video that they just did for their website.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're recommending is you put it down before the storm hits. And I'm amazed at how little you use compared to rock salt.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is it's natural. It's organic. It won't hurt the grass. It won't hurt your plants. It's safe for your pets. It won't create that white coloration on your floors and carpets.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful product.
Sounds very interesting. Okay, thank you, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if you need some help in the future, give us a call and we'll work together to help you out. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Les from Rhode Island. He's a member of the Orchid Society, I believe, and he'd like to talk about that.
Hey, Les, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. If you recall, I have called you in the past, and you have become an honorary member of the New Hampshire Orchid Society.
And that means that the show is coming up around Valentine's Day, right?
Absolutely. That's what we wanted to call and let you know and let you and your audience know about.
Tell us about the Orchid Show. It is just spectacular.
Okay. But, thank you, Paul. The show is going to be held on Friday, the 13th of February, through Sunday, the 15th. It's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And on Friday, the 13th, it's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. From Saturday, it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday, it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And people can bring cameras, right?
Yeah, well, they can bring cameras. In fact, photographers can come in with tripods and lighting and stuff free between 8 and 9 a.m. At 9 a.m., we ask that no tripods or anything else that might interfere be held. But they can have cameras all during the show, certainly.
Now, I know in the past you've had seminars to help people on how to grow orchids. Is that still something that you're doing?
Absolutely, Paul. The seminars are held most every hour and a half or so throughout all 3 days. They're held by either members of the society who are professional growers in many cases, and in many cases they're held by people, lecturers, who come in and do it for us just as a courtesy. The show will be throughout the Grand Ballroom at the hotel, and the rate is for adults, it's $10. For seniors 65 and over, it's $8, and children 12 and under are free. There are 3-day passes available at the door for a discounted price. We're looking forward to it, Paul. It's our 24th annual show, and it's called Orchid Fantasy Escape.
Wow. And you sell orchid plants there, too, right?
There are about 8 or 9 vendors of orchids there, from all over the country, and they can help with advice on how to grow any particular orchids. They have a broad variety of orchids available, and there are vendors who have orchid-related material, orchid-related jewelry and certain other things like that. So it's just orchids, Paul, and when you walk into the show, the aroma is just unbelievable.
I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. Send me an email with all the information, and I'll put it in my newsletter the week before Valentine's so that the people that receive the newsletter, you'll get them out of the house. And with all the snow that New England has, you need to see color.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.